Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody.
Donna, how are you doing with this coronavirus quarantine?
I'm good, except for the technical difficulties that we're having with the mics.
I mean, I'll tell you, if it were known that you'd have to deal with computers so much, I don't know if I'd make you our sound engineer.
Well, you know what? I'm all you got, so I'm a producer now.
Well, welcome. I'm Dr. Mystery. That is my real name. I'm with Donna Lee, my office manager and co-host, and apparently the best I can do.
Wow. Zingers off the beginning there. Thanks.
This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. I'm a men's health expert and a urologic health expert. I'm board certified in urology. We have a practice that has treated the Austin area since 2007 and deal with the entire smorgasbord.
Big word.
Of urologic conditions. Donna, how do people get a hold of us and tell about our practice?
You can reach us during the week at 512-238-0762. You can call and ask for me, because sometimes they do, Dr. Mystery. Does that make you jealous?
I think they're looking for a shirt.
You can also get a free t-shirt from me. Email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can also send us questions and inquiries through our website, which is armormenshealth.com. We have a special guest today.
We do. Well, I mean, you don't really call one of your family members a guest.
I do.
Well, when my daughter comes over now that she moved out of the house, she's kind of a guest. We got to treat her like a guest. Our practice has four physicians, four physician assistant nurse practitioners as well. I have Dr. Lucas Giacomedes here joining us again. Hey, welcome, Lucas.
It's fantastic to be here and to be treated with so special. And I with coronavirus, have dropped octaves in my voice, but I think Donna has actually a higher pitch. I don't know.
We don't say that you have coronavirus.
With the COVID, I think it's somehow defensive. You know? Don't worry, I'm good. I'm tested. I'm fine.
The audience can't see the commas in your statement.
I like commas, my family, and eating people. Right.
Big thanks to our KLBJ News Radio folks, Kelly and our team here, in allowing us to do this show. With Lucas, what I really love is, number one, hanging out with urologists. People wouldn't know that about us, but we really do. you know what I'm saying? Yeah, feathers like to flock together. So somebody should tell me what that real statement is. Anyway, there's a humor. There's a certain type of conversation that we have. Just a certain disposition that I think urologists really enjoy each other's company. So,
and you could rent one of us if you just want to have a friend and just just hang out with a urologist for a day. I don't know.
$1,000 a day.
Rent a Lucas. What's really great about us talking together on the show is to kind of showcase differences in how we deal with certain conditions. Really talk about those areas of urology that we've had a lot of experience with, less experience with, and how powerful it is to be part of a group like ours that takes such a holistic approach to urology. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about urgency and frequency in men. When I was in training, we really only learned that men had one condition. That was an enlarged prostate, and that was like the mother of all the urinary symptoms, and that was it. But certainly in practice and just kind of biologically, as we've learned as a profession, we know that there's lots of nuances there in what can cause a man to have urinary symptoms. So when a man comes to you predominantly with nighttime peeing and daytime urgency and frequency, what's some of that little speech that you give him?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think it's very important to get to the bottom of that pretty quickly. And, you know, the counterintuitive explanation I try to give them is, I'm going to do something to possibly make your frequency and urgency a little worse to start with. And that is that I'm going to help you urinate better in some way, form or fashion. Because it's very counterintuitive if you think about it. Like, well, I'm getting into the bathroom every hour. Like, great, let's do a surgery or medication that's going to make you go even better, but even quicker. The reason I think we've stressed the prostate and the bladder outlet first is because historically, I'm concerned, am I going to make this guy worse? If I give him a pill to slow him down, to make him go less often, well, he'll be in the ER later that night with a urinary retention and a Foley catheter placed. So I think that right away, we do things in the office that we can try to ascertain if they truly empty their bladder. That's a very important question. So personally, I like them to come in with a full tank or a comfortably full bladder, get back in there and see, get a flow rate on them and see how fast they can go into a little cylinder. and then measure how much they leave behind. And then subjectively try to get to the bottom of what is their bigger problem as far as the urgency, the frequency, the stream. Is it getting started and getting empty is the harder part, or is it more the overactivity?
You've really hit on it, is that when men come in for urinary problems, trying to distinguish those symptoms that are obstructive, such as difficulty getting started, slow flow, and I put post-void dribbling in there as well, versus irritative, which is nighttime peeing, urgency, and frequency, can really give me an idea of whether or not I think the prostate's the primary problem or their bladder's the problem. How does age play a role?
We more about as patients age, especially if they've had a lot of years of obstruction, that perhaps they're going to develop a dead bladder and contractility issues. So then they become a really high risk for retention, as you place it. I think about medications, about constipation. There's a lot that goes to that. You know, you start to say, this person has trouble elimination, they're going to end up higher with retention, I think, and also medication side effects. I also think about polyuria, which we really don't talk about, or I need to get more into that conversation to find out that for some reason I noticed that the older we get, we almost flip our circadian rhythms to where we actually make more urine at night than we used to. So I tell them, if you're ever in the hospital, see what your nighttime shift, your 12-hour shift, 7 to P to 7A is versus your 7A to 7P. And if you're making a lot more urine at night, you have nocturnal polyuria.
That's a great question and so or great point. So what I do is I give them a urinal at night, and I have them pee at their last pee of the night in the toilet, then all the ones through the night in the urinal. And if you're making more than 800 milliliters of urine throughout the course of the night, I consider you to be someone who's making too much pee. Because if you're making 800, then you did need to get up twice to pee. But if you're only making 300, then that sensation to get up and pee at night was a false sensation. That may be treated better with medications. And I also feel like the younger you are, if you're under the age of 30 or under the age of 40, you probably don't have an enlarged prostate as the cause of your urinary urgency and frequency. And I'm looking for other things like overactive bladder and pelvic floor spasticity as the cause.
And also some of the other non-urologic things like sleep apnea or something that got you up, or pain, chronic pain. I mean, the big question we always ask folks is, when you feel the urge to wake up and go to the bathroom, the first thing you do is you wake up and go to the bathroom, you think that's what woke you up. But sometimes it's your dog, it's your wife kicking you, or it's the fact that you snore and woke yourself up and you suddenly realize, oh, I need to go to the bathroom or I'm going to wet this bed. Especially in the older patients too, we got to think about that as well.
So in somebody, let's say you got the quintessential 62-year-old man coming into you with urgency, frequency, and a slow flow. Walk me through kind of the steps of what they would go through diagnostically and through medication.
Well, I think I try to read what the patient is mostly interested in, especially if they've come to you with medications, it's probably time to start thinking, okay, they've maximized their meds, and a lot of them have. I mean, doubling a 2 Flomax pills instead of one isn't going to help him, in my opinion. So then I start to think diagnostically, do I need to look in their prostate, especially if on exam they don't have a big prostate, but it may be all caving in on the inside, and that may be their problem, or maybe they have scar tissue or some reason to look inside their prostate. And then I also offer to also measure their prostate to see if they're a candidate for a lesser invasive procedure. For some patients, the last thing they want to think about is a surgery, and they come to you de novo having never been on a single pill. And sometimes I'll give them the option, say, okay, we'll try this for a month, see how you do, and let's see if it got better. And then come back and see me and then decide, that really helped, but I really don't like to take the medications or I got these side effects.
I think what I find is that patients really like to know that you have a next step if the first step doesn't work, and that you're not just coming up with a brand new plan every time you see them. And so for a patient like that, I will often put them on Tamsulosin or Flomax to start with, if they're not on it already. I'll have them come back and I'll look in their bladder with a camera to make sure nothing's blocking, and I'll measure their prostate with an ultrasound. And if that medicine doesn't work, then I'll flip it to medicines that work predominantly on the bladder. And then if I feel that person's going to benefit from a surgical procedure, then I either try to go the line of overactive bladder or enlarged prostate, which to many of our listeners may sound like the same thing, but we know biologically and how we treat it are completely separate things.
I think you alluded to an important point early on, is that that men and women have overactive bladder at the same degree. It's not like somehow the extra Y chromosome denies us the need and have an overactive bladder. We still have overactive bladder as much as women do. it's important to probably treat that and at least set that expectation that you still may be getting up at night. It's just that you're going to get to the bathroom and get more out of you. So I think, you know, certainly I saw a guy yesterday that I thought, oh, this guy just needs a procedure. I just need to go in there and I find it. I look in, you can drive a truck through his prostate. He can knock the bark off a tree afterwards. Like, you don't have a prostate problem. It's a bladder problem. Let's go after it.
Well, I think that's really great. And if you feel like you've been stuck into a one-size-fits-all mentality of your urinary issues, we would love to see you as a second opinion. It's been one of the most powerful things that we've implored our listeners and our patients to do. We've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of second opinions for a variety of urologic conditions, predominantly surrounded around prostate cancer, predominantly around BPH, but we'll take care of questions about your low testosterone regimen or whatnot. And in this environment, doing telemedicine visits is very accessible, very easy, and very informative for you. So, Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us at 512-238-0762. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com, and our website is armormenshealth.com. To go back to your bird analogy, we're going to get the flock out of here.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.